So let's review. At the end of the previous daf, we learned that Shmuel holds it is usher to eat anything after the matzah nowadays. The Gemara challenged Shmuel from our Mishnah and tried to support Shmuel from a Braisa, but both proofs were refuted. On this daf, the Gemara cites Marzutra Masni Hachi, Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, Rav Shmuel, Maftirin Achar HaMatzah Vikarim. Marzutra quotes an alternate version of Shmuel, where he says the exact opposite, it is mutter to eat dessert after matzah. The Gemara here quotes our Mishnah in support of Shmuel, and the same Braisa as a challenge of Shmuel's ruling, and similarly refutes both proofs. Amar Rava, Matzah bezman hazeh deiraisu umar derabanan. Rava holds that matzah nowadays is a mitzvah deiraisu, and mar is only derabanan. Even though both matzah and mar are linked to the Karban Pesach, which we don't have bezman hazeh, in the phrase al matzah semerem yochluhu, however matzah is singled out in the pasuk be'erv teichlu matzahs to show that it is an independent mitzvah deiraisu, even without a Karban Pesach. Rav Achba Yaakov amar, echad zeh ve'echad zeh derabanan. Rabbi Achav Yaakov holds that both matzah and mar are derabanan nowadays. The pasuk of Be'erv Toichlu Matzahs only teaches that one who cannot bring a Karban Pesach because he is tamei or far away from Yerushalayim is still obligated to eat matzah. Rava would learn that a tamei person or a person far away eats matzah from the fact that the Torah teaches that an oral, a person without a bris milah, and a benecher, a person who rejects all mitzvahs, is chayev to eat matzah even though they do not bring a Karban Pesach. This is derived from the Pesukim, called Arul lo yoichel bay, called Benecher lo yoichel bay. Bay eina oichel, aval oichel b'matzah u'mar. Even though he may not eat from the Karban Pesach, he is obligated to eat matzah mar. Ve'idach, ksiv b'hai u'ksiv b'hai. Rav Achav bar Yaakov holds that we need the Pesukim of Arul b'Benecher, and we also need the Pasuk b'erv teichel matzahs to teach that a tamei u'b'derech r'cheka must eat matzah. Tani kavar seh derava. We have an explicit braisa that supports Rava and uses Be'erv Teichlu Matzahs to teach that even when there is no Beis HaMikdash and therefore no Karban Pesach, there is still a mitzvah of matzah mideraisa. Zakt the Mishnah. Yashnu miktsasin yaichlu. Kulon lo yaichlu. The Tanakhama holds that if some of the people in the group fell asleep in the middle of eating the Karban Pesach, they may continue to eat when they wake up. If they all fell asleep, they cannot continue to eat because sleeping constitutes a hesach hadash from the carbon. And as the Rashbam explains, it looks like eating the Karban Pesach in two places. Rabbi Yossi Aimer, nisnamnu yoichlu, nirdimu lo yoichlu. According to the Rashbam, Rabbi Yossi qualifies the ratio that yashnu miktsasin yoichlu is only if they merely dozed off. But if they fell asleep, they may not eat when they wake up, even though they are only part of the group. Heichidami nisnamnu. What is the halachic definition of dozing? Nim v'loy nim, tir v'loy tir. He's not completely asleep and not completely awake. The Gemara explains. K'gain dekari leva ani, he responds when called. However, v'lo yodeh l'adri svara, he cannot give an answer which requires thought. For example, if asked the location of an item, v'chimat kru loy mitker. But if a possible location is mentioned, he can answer yes or no. The Mishnah continues. Ha-pesach achar chatzayis mitames yadayim. The Gemara explains, Alma mechatzayis havali nicer. Our Mishnah clearly holds that after midnight, the Karban Pesach becomes nicer, and therefore renders the hands that touch a tummy. The time limit for eating the Karban Pesach is actually machlekes. Rav Nazaria holds that the Karban Pesach may only be eaten until chatzayis midnight, after which it becomes nicer. He derives this halacha from Gzeres Shava of the words balayla hazeh. Regarding eating the Karban Pesach, it says, va'ochel es habasa balayla hazeh. They shall eat the meat on that night. Regarding Makis Bukharis, it says, Vavartiv Eretz Mitzrayim Balayl Hazeh. Hashem says, I will pass through the land of Egypt and smite all their firstborn. Now, Malahalan at Chatzais, Avkan at Chatzais. Just as Makis Bukharis took place at Chatzais, so too the Karban Pesach must be eaten until Chatzais. Rabbi Kiva disagrees and holds that the Karban Pesach may be eaten all night, until the morning, since the Torah says, Ve'echalta moisa bichipazen, you shall eat it in haste, which seems to include up until the morning when we rushed out of Mitzrayim. Rabbi Kiva uses Balayla Hazeh as follows. From Balayla he derives that, unlike other Kabbanas, the Karban Pesach may not be eaten during the day it was brought, but we must wait until the evening. From Hazeh he derives that the Karban Pesach may only be eaten this night and not on the second night of Yom Tov. Amar Rava, Achol Matzah Bezman Hazeh Achar Chatzais L'Rav Elazar ben Azariah L'Yosef Dechavasei. Rava points out that according to Rav Elazar ben Azariah, the Karban Pesach can only be eaten until Chatzais. Nowadays, the mitzvah of matzah can also only be fulfilled until Chatzais.